Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this week's episode, I want to talk about Newsweek's recent virtual panel on crisis management in healthcare and some key takeaways I had from watching their panel discussion. Now, this panel discussion was made of a number of recent and current healthcare executive leaders for large healthcare systems. And I thought they had some pretty interesting insights into crisis management in healthcare. So the key theme that they all talked through in this panel discussion that was held virtually is that the need to have proactive crisis management strategies, the importance of developing comprehensive crisis response plans well before an emergency occurs, and then keeping those plans up to date and practicing those plans through effective exercises to ensure readiness. The second theme that I took away from the panel discussion was about building trust within healthcare teams, that fostering open communication channels among staff really helped enhance collaboration during crises, and then implementing some team building exercises or even using a crisis exercise as a team building exercise would work to strengthen relationships and trust. The third theme I took away from their panel discussion was about addressing staff burnout and using that to improve patient outcomes, that understanding and teaching management and leadership how to recognize the signs of burnout and its impact on the delivery of healthcare services, and how you can use wellness programs, your EAP program, or other support systems to really help maintain your staff well-being. Number four was leveraging emerging technologies in crisis situations. Using tools like telemedicine and digital health would help provide continuous patient care during disruptions, and incorporating data analytics into your overall system would really help you predict and manage patient surges effectively. The fifth theme I picked up on was the role of leadership in navigating healthcare crises. We've talked about the role of leadership in a crisis previously, but how leaders set the tone for the crisis that you have found yourself in, and using that tone and approach to help drive organizational morale is a critical capability. And the necessity to have transparent communication from leaders at all levels to staff and patients helps build trust and move the organization through the crisis. Number six was just looking at recent crisis events or exercises and then implementing best practices from those. Then analyzing what has worked at other healthcare systems can help inform your future response, and encouraging a culture of continuous training and learning and adaptation based upon what worked and didn't work in previous crisis situations. The seventh theme I saw was enhancing patient communication during emergencies, that having clear communication plans and capabilities to keep patients informed about changes in care delivery and using multiple platforms to disseminate that information is a more effective approach than only doing it one way. So think about text messaging, app delivery, or push notifications, email, phone calls. All of these can help perform or help do an omnichannel approach to communication, ensuring that your patients, particularly if you give them options, are able to receive communication in the way that best suits their capabilities and needs. The next theme was collaborative approaches in crisis management, that working together as healthcare organizations and public health entities to coordinate response is important. We already do this in a lot of areas in the country, whether it's visible or not, but even here in the Metro Twin Cities, emergency medical response are coordinated and that patient load is distributed based upon the acuity of the injury or medical situation the patient is going through and what hospital is best suited to serve them based on patient load and skill sets that are available. But sharing resources and information to strengthen the overall health system's resilience is important. Number nine was financial planning for crisis preparedness, that setting aside funds specifically for emergency preparedness and response activities was a key tactic, and looking at financial assistance programs that you can provide to patients, and even looking at grant programs that might be applicable for your healthcare system to obtain equipment and staff are valuable approaches to take. All of the leaders on the panel talked a lot about the future outlook and what future healthcare challenges may exist, identifying potential future crisis situations like the next pandemic or natural disasters, and then planning accordingly for those. And investing in research and development to stay ahead of emerging health threats was identified as a final key action that should take. So what we saw here was a breakdown of some really interesting critical themes. Healthcare, of course, was at the forefront of the COVID-19 pandemic, but they're also a big target for ransomware and cyber extortion actors and have gone through a number of those kind of incidents over the past years. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.